The Division of Energy Services has seen a 14% increase so far compared to last year in the number of households they've served through their energy assistance program. Administrator Cherie Dallas Branch attributes that increase to the economy.
People that have never applied before that maybe were qualified but just didn't want to for whatever reason are coming in our doors. The folks that who have lost jobs or whose dollars just aren't stretching like they should or could are coming through.
Dallas Branch says last year they received some supplemental funding from the federal government to help meet demand. And she says this year they were expecting to get a base amount of $69 million, but have already received $147 million in funding.
And not only are high energy costs impacting low-income families, they're also impacting middle America. So people are talking about it now for, I believe, in the first time in a long time, which I think has gotten the attention of the federal government.
Dallas Branch adds they want to provide assistance to everyone who is eligible. To qualify for the program, a family of four must earn less than $31,800 in gross annual income. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.